My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and this afternoon we're going to listen to some drummers that were prominent during the 20s, 30s, 40s, and even the 50s. And we're going to start off with music from Ike Quebec. We're going to listen to Blue Harlem, and this one features drummer J.C. Hurd, the Ike Quebec Quintet. Featuring Blue Harlem is going to kick off things today on this edition of In Transition. Thank you. That was music from Ike Quebec, and what a smooth tone that he had on sax, featuring some excellent drumming there from J.C. Hurd, and we heard Blue Harlem. This afternoon we're featuring jazz drummers from the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. Just a general survey on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Next up we have one of my favorite drummers, Danny Alvin. Now, Danny's playing represents a throwback to the ragtime style of Tony Sciarbaro from the original Dixieland band, one of Gordon Bennett's favorite bands. And although he was born in New York, his jazz career centered on Chicago, where he worked with Charlie Strait, Elmer Schobel, and even Art Hodes. He returned to New York in 1936, where he remained busy with Dixieland revival bands. And one of his most focused recordings is the Blue Note session with Sidney Bechet and Albert Nicholas that produced Blame It on the Blues. We're going to hear that in just a few seconds. Now, the fundamental New Orleans drumming style did not survive long, mainly because many New Orleans drummers traveled to Chicago during the 1920s, and they assimilated the methods of the drummers there. Now, by the 30s, both Baby Dodds and Zutty Singleton, who had epitomized the New Orleans style, were combining New Orleans and Chicago drumming techniques. So let's give a listen to this great version of Blame It on the Blues, recorded for Blue Note and featuring Sidney Bechet on soprano sax. Albert Nicholas is on clarinet, Art Hodes on piano, Pops Foster on bass, and Danny Alvin is on drums. Recorded in New York, February the 12th, 1946. was music from the great Red Rodney and his Beboppers with Tiny Khan on drums, and we heard All God's Children Got Rhythm. And just before that, we heard Sidney Bechet with Danny Alvin on the drums with Blame It on the Blues. Now we're going to listen to, I think, one of my favorite drummers from the 30s and 40s. His name was Davy Tough. And Davy played with quite a few musicians, including Eddie Condon. And I'm going to play for you something that Eddie Condon recorded with his Chicagoans on August the 11th, 1939, in New York City. And this one features Max Kaminsky on trumpet, Brad Gowans on trombone and vocals, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Bud Freeman on tenor sax, Joe Sullivan on piano, Eddie Condon on guitar, Clyde Newcomb on bass, and Davy Tough on drums. I have to tell you, I have a picture of Cozy Cole and Dave Tough standing side by side. And Dave Tough wasn't a very big man, but what's funny about the picture is that Cozy is more or less holding him up, because Dave Tough is just drenched with sweat after playing a session. And he had incredible power in his wrists. And he was, I guess you would call, a compulsive drummer that always kept the group in time and always swung hard. So we're going to listen to their version of Nobody's Sweetheart. And then we're going to listen to a totally different version of Nobody's Sweetheart from April the 27th, 1936, recorded in Chicago. And this one features the Benny Goodman Trio, with Goodman on clarinet, Teddy Wilson on piano, and the great Gene Krupa on drums. So let's give a listen. Thank you. Was a blistering version of Nobody's Sweetheart from 1936. The Benny Goodman Trio featuring Teddy Wilson on piano, Gene Krupa on drums, and Benny Goodman on clarinet. And just before that, we heard Davy Tough, a different drummer than Gene Krupa. They were both from Chicago, but we heard Eddie Condon's version of Nobody's Sweetheart with Max Kaminsky on trumpet and Art Hodes on piano, to name but a few musicians that took part in that session. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings at 89.1 FM. We're going to continue now with a drummer who influenced many drummers to come after him, and his name was Art Blakey. We're going to listen to an early recording of his from New York City, December 22nd, 1947. This is a track that he recorded for Blue Note called Bop Alley, and it features Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Howard Bow on trombone, Sahib Shihab on alto sax, Musa Kalim on tenor sax, Ernie Thompson on baritone sax, Walter Bishop on piano, Laverne Barker is on bass, and featured on drums is Art Blakey.
Thank you.
was music from the Kansas City 7 from March the 22nd, 1944, recorded in New York for the MRC label, featuring Buck Clayton on trumpet, Dickie Wells on trombone, Lester Young on tenor sax, Count Basie on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Rod Richardson on bass, and the great Joe Jones on drums, the razor-sharp drumming of Joe Jones. And Joe Jones would influence many, many drummers to come after he passed on, and many drummers to this day still listen to his techniques and the way that he was able to drive a band and just keep everything in order. He was certainly an excellent percussionist. We're going to listen now to some music from Leo Parker's quintet, and this is from a recording made March 23rd, 1948 in Detroit. It was recorded for the Savoy label, and it features Joe Newman on trumpet, Leo Parker on baritone sax, Sir Charles Thompson on piano, Al Lucas is on bass, and Jack the Bear Parker is on drums. And listen to what Jack Parker does on this number. It's called Dinky. Thank you. That was music from Lionel Hampton, and that was taken from a recording that was made April the 5th, 1939, in New York City. It was called Shufflin' at the Hollywood, and it featured Chu Berry on tenor sax, of course, Hampton on vibes, Clyde Hart on piano, Alan Roos on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, and featured on drums, Cozy Cole. That was recorded for Victor. We're going to go now to a recording from the Woody Herman Orchestra, and this is from a Columbia recording made in Hollywood, December 27th, 1947, featuring Woody Herman and his orchestra. Some of the people in this orchestra include Shorty Rogers, Ernie Royal, Sam Merowitz, Herbie Stewart, Stan Getz, Zoot Sims, Serge Shaloff, Fred Otis, an absolutely incredible array of musicians round out this orchestra. And I think it was one of Herman's best. So we're going to listen to a composition that he calls Four Brothers. I forgot to mention that was Don LeMond on drums with Woody Herman. Here's some music from Bob Cooper, a song called Solo Flight featuring Shelly Mann on drums. Thank you. When it comes to West Coast jazz, I think that Shelly Mann was the most requested drummer, and certainly the drummer that appeared on probably most of the recordings that were recorded on the West Coast in California. Other drummers of note from that that period of time would be Larry Bunker and Stan Levy. They were also in demand as well when musicians were recording at a feverish pace during the 50s and 60s. And just to mention also that before Bob Cooper, we heard Woody Herman with Four Brothers with Don LeMond, and Don was also a great drummer. And I think one of Woody's great drummers as well. He drove the band quite nicely and was well integrated as well. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. We're just looking at some drummers in jazz this afternoon that were featured over the decades from the 20s to the 50s. And we're going to continue now with probably the most famous drummer of all. His name is Buddy Rich, and Buddy is featured here with the Flip Phillips Quintet, and we're going to listen to a track called Lemonade 21. Thank you. Flip Phillips with Lemonade 21 featuring Buddy Rich on drums. And I got to thinking while I was listening to that track, actually this past week when we heard the news about the passing of Johnny Carson, I remembered an episode of The Tonight Show, and I'm trying to remember, there were three drum sets set up on the stage, and I remember Louis Belson was on one of them, Buddy Rich was on the other, and on the other drum set, I think it was Mel Torme, and they had a drum battle going, and I think Ed Shaughnessy was in the Tonight Show band with Doc Severinsen, and it was absolutely incredible. And I think at one point, Johnny Carson got on the drums and played a few licks himself. And I don't think a lot of people know that Johnny Carson was a drummer. He loved playing drums. And I remember seeing a shot years ago of his house. He had his drum set set up and he used to play there all the time. But I'll never forget that scene where the three of them were playing, and of course Buddy was going nuts that night. And I think Louis was trying to keep up to him. It was actually quite funny. We're going to continue with some music now from Red Norvo's All-Star Sextet, going back to July 27th, 1944 in New York City. And this was recorded for the Keynote label. We're going to listen to 7 Come 11, featuring Aaron Sachs on clarinet. Teddy Wilson's back on piano. We have Red Norvo on vibes, Remo Palmieri on guitar, Slam Stewart on bass, and Eddie Dell is on drums. Now, Eddie Dell's a rather obscure drummer from the period, but he does a pretty good job here with Red Norvo's All-Star Sextet. Again, here we go with 7 Come 11. Thank you. Red Norvo with Eddie Dell on the drums with 7 Come 11. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition, and this afternoon we're having a lot of fun listening to some of the drummers that were famous and not so famous between the 1920s and the 1950s. We're going to listen now to a drummer who's very much alive, and I'm telling you, every time I see his picture, he looks younger than ever. His name is Roy Haynes, and he's played with a who's who of people in jazz, from Charlie Parker to our next featured artist, Lester Young. This is a recording that was made for the Aladdin label at the end of December 1947 in New York City, featuring the great tenor sax player. We also have Shorty McConnell on trumpet and Argonne Thornton on piano, Fred Lacey on guitar, Ted Briscoe's on bass, and Roy Haynes is along for the ride on drums. Let's hear Jumpin' at the Woodside. Thank you. Oh, that was really something there. That was Duke Ellington with Sonny Greer on drums. It was taken from a recording made in Hollywood, February the 15th, 1941. And it was recorded for the Victor label. We heard Jumpin' Pumpkins with Wallace Jones, Cootie Williams on trumpet, Rex Stewart there on cornet, Tricky Sam Natten, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Juan Teasel. Barney Bigard was in that band, as well as Johnny Hodges, Otto Harwick, Ben Webster, Harry Carney, of course, Duke Ellington on piano, Fred Guy on guitar. Jimmy Blanton was with him back then on bass, and our featured drummer, Sonny Greer. That last tune was actually arranged by Duke Ellington himself. Before that, we heard Lester Young with Jumpin' at the Woodside, featuring on drums the great drummer Roy Haynes. And we're going to continue now with some music from Stan Kenton. And this one features Zune Christie on the vocal. It's a recording that was made in New York City, December 21st, 1947, for the Capitol label. And it features Kenton with his orchestra on a great version of How High the Moon. With the bit bop bop, boot and doo boo boo bop. Somewhere there's music, I'll paint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, I'll hide the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me and I love you. Somewhere there's heaven, it's where you are. Somewhere darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will have steal my heart, how high the moon. Shelly Mann on drums with Stan Kenton and his orchestra, featured on How High the Moon. Another drummer of note, and one of my favorite drummers when he was with the Mel Lewis, Thad Jones Big Band, was Mel Lewis himself. And we have a chance to hear him now with Frank Rosolino. Frank was an alumni of Stan Kenton's band for many, many years until his tragic demise. We're going to hear a composition that was written by Jack Lawrence, and it's called the track is a beautiful composition. It's entitled Linda. Thank you. He certainly was an exquisite drummer. Mel Lewis with Frank Rosolino on trombone. And many considered Frank one of the greatest trombonists ever. He had a unique sound, and he projected very, very well, an incredible musician. We're going to listen now to some music from Bru Moore, and this is from a recording made in New York for the Savoy label, October the 22nd, 1948, and featuring Bru on tenor sax. We have Gene DeNovi on piano, and I think Gene is currently residing in the Toronto area. Jimmy Johnson on bass, Stan Levy on drums. Stan is the other drummer that I mentioned previously that was in quite demand on the West Coast when he was at his peak. Let's listen to More Bru. Thank you. love the way he winds that up. That was the great Teddy Wilson, the Teddy Wilson Trio, with featured drummer Denzel Best and a track called Emmeline. And that was taken, I think that was a recording made in the 1940s for the Verve label. And just before that, we heard Brew More with More Brew. We're going to go back to Buddy Rich, featured drummer, and we're going to listen to him this time with a different band, the Charlie Ventura Big Four, and this track is called OH Blues. Was an incredible version there of a composition called OH Blues, featuring Charlie Ventura on tenor sax and the great Buddy Rich on drums. We're going to listen now to one of my, if I were to list my favorite top three drummers, George Wetling would be up there for sure. And he's always been a favorite of mine. George Wetling, this time from December 12, 1944. And I have to mention George Wetling when he played with Eddie Condon. Those are classics. If you ever have a chance to listen to Eddie Condon's recordings with George Wetling on drums, believe me, they are amazing. We're going to listen to George Wetling's New Yorkers from December 12, 1944, recorded for Keynote in New York City. We have Joe Thomas on trumpet, Jack Teagarden on trombone, Hank D'Amico's on clarinet, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Herman Chittison on piano, Billy Taylor on bass. Now this is the Billy Taylor, not to be confused with the pianist Billy Taylor. we're going to listen to George Wetling's version of Too Marvelous for Words. I love the way that George Wetling could ignite a session, and boy, did he ever do that on that last number, Too Marvelous for Words. And I think he inspired Coleman Hawkins to really outdo himself on that solo that he took. That was George Wetling on drums. What an incredible drummer he was. We're going to listen now to some music from James Moody, and this is a track that was recorded for the Blue Note label. And it was made October 19th, 1948 in New York City, featuring James Moody's Modernists, Dave Burns and Elmont Wright on trumpet, Ernie Henry on alto sax, Moody on tenor sax, Cecil Payne on baritone sax, James Foreman on piano, Nelson Boyd on bass, and featured on drums, Teddy Stewart. We're going to listen to O. Henry. Thank you. Was very early Benny Goodman from June 13th, 1928, recorded in Chicago for the Vocalion label. Benny Goodman on clarinet, Mel Stitzel on piano, and Bob Councilman on drums. And if you listen carefully at the very beginning, it sounded like Benny was playing some klezmer music, and then it developed into an all-out jazz number. And it was very interesting, his take on that last piece. And just before that, James Moody with O. Henry. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM, and we're having a lot of fun here today, just featuring some drummers from the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. And we're going to listen now to Dizzy Gillespie with featured drummer Kenny Clark, Dizzy Gillespie's orchestra, with Our Delight. Love that number featuring Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Kenny Clark on drums, and that was a track called Our Delight. I think one of the greatest numbers ever in jazz is the King Porter Stomp, and I think one of the greatest versions ever was recorded by Zooty Singleton and his orchestra for Decca in 1940 in New York City, actually on May the 28th. And this one features an incredible cast of musicians, including Henry Red Allen on trumpet, Benny Morton on trombone, Edmund Hall on clarinet, Lil Armstrong on piano, Bernard Addison on guitar, Pops Foster on bass, and featured on drums, one of my favorites ever, Zooty Singleton. Thank you.
Thank you.
Certainly one of the most underrated trumpet players in jazz. That was Howard McGhee from 1948, featuring Billy Eckstein on the vocal and trombone. On tenor sax, not too sure who that was, but we had Will Davis on piano, Percy Heath was on bass, Joe Harris on drums, and Marcel Daniels. Marcel was on vocals as well. Actually, Billy Eckstein was on valve trombone, my mistake. Recorded for Savoy February of 1948 in Chicago, and that was The Last Word. And just before that, we heard music from Bill Holman with Song Without Words, and then we heard Sean by the Buddy Stewart Quintet, featuring Eddie Burt on trombone, Wardell Gray on tenor sax, Buddy Greco on piano, Clyde Lombardi on piano, and featured on drums, Sonny Igoe. Buddy Stewart was on the vocal. That was recorded November the 12th, 1948, for the Spotlight label in New York City. We're going to listen now to some music from Tiny Grimes, and Tiny's going to play for us the Boogie Woogie Barbecue.
Thank you.
Well, we just listened to some music from Lester Young, and that was a track called Lester's Bebop Boogie, featuring Chico Hamilton on drums. And just before that, Tiny Grimes with Boogie Woogie Barbecue, and that featured the great Sonny Payne on drums. I hope you enjoyed the show today. My name is Randy McElligott, and I'll be back next week with another edition of In Transition. Have a good week. And don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Aussie with German news, music, and commentary. Bye for now.